The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, despite the IT industry being traditionally dominated by males, three out of four leaders in Quest's management team are females. Similarly, the percentage of female leaders in Quest is also relatively higher than average. In fact, female leaders comprise 40% of their global executive leadership team. How deliberate was it for Quest to do this? And how have they flown in the face of trend to do it as well? We chat with Vivian Lee, HR Director of Quest Technology Systems, and Susie Chua, who's a business analyst there. Ladies, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Howie, for having us today.
I think I'll rope Vivian in at the start. Why do you think the tech sector is bucking this trend, particularly since IT looks like a male-dominated field?
I think, Howie, the answer to that is really twofold. According to the Asia-Pacific CEO survey recently, this 60% of the CEOs reported difficulty in attracting and retaining talent. So that really prompts us to think about what do we need to do differently at Quest to attract and retain our talent.
Talent in general.
I think it really needs to go beyond the stereotypes of a particular person or particular worker for a specific job role. And I think the businesses also need to be open-minded in thinking about offering flexible work arrangement to those who bring the right skills and qualifications for the job role so that you can look after the workers. But at the end of the day, it's a win-win solution for the business too, that you can actually look at a broader talent pool to attract the people that you need to your business.
So not necessarily a deliberate move per se. It might have been a question of necessity.
That's exactly right. You look at the necessity of the business. I think we'll get into it probably a little bit later on. It's also a deliberate move on Quest's part that we look at our senior leadership team, that we see 40% of women being senior leadership roles, as you mentioned before.
Was this just an enlightened coincidence, or also coming from there's just a lack of talent in IT sector or fewer people working in it in general that you brought women on as well?
Good question. I think it's a bit of both. It's a happy coincidence, as you mentioned, but it's also a deliberate effort on our part. We look at the policies and procedures that we have in the workplace. We realize that there's more that we can do to support women in the workplace and to help them to advance their career in the workplace.
I want to ask Susie, though. Susie, you are a business analyst at Quest, right? Your life in IT and this space, we hear that when it comes to STEM, science, technology and so on, girls start to filter off right about their mid-teens, and by the time they head to university, it's not something that they want to do anymore. What was it like for you, Susie?
I was very lucky to be given the opportunity to work in the IT industry.
You like it in the first place already?
Yes, I do. I do, because I think IT is needed everywhere in every industry. So I see myself putting my skills into a place where I can see the applications of my knowledge in every industry that I support. And I think that is very fulfilling.
Were you concerned, though, as you head into the IT space, that you might come up against challenges being a woman?
I think being in part of Quest, I have never felt that way.
Tell us why, though, Vivian, you think that. It's also very heartening to hear from your employees that, you know, they never felt like they had a problem being in IT, or female employees, for that matter, being in tech.
It is indeed. Really, the reason are really, you know, we have three key reasons. The first reason is really the senior leaders' support, as I probably touched on before. And it's not just the women leaders or female leaders setting great examples for everybody, but also we have really strong male leaders in the business that help the women to advance their career. So very often we hear the vice president or president of a business unit talking about them having daughters. And what they say is they want women in the workplace at Quest to enjoy all the opportunities in front of them, just like the way that they want their daughter to enjoy the opportunities ahead of them in their life.
But before female leaders can set an example, female leaders need to be there. So Quest has gone on a deliberate journey to include more women in their top management, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. So one of the things that we do is continuously looking at the percentage of women in a particular job function. For example, typically you would have more women in a corporate support function type of job, such as human resources or sales operations.
Yep.
That's exactly right. But we've broadened the scope in looking at how many women are in a commercial sales role, sales leadership role, how many women are in in the engineering leadership role. So we made a deliberate effort to bring awareness to leaders in saying, I think the percentage is a bit low in this particular job function. What are the active steps do we need to take to have more women in that role? So I think with that, we also have all the leader support in saying that, okay, for the next role, we really need to look at a broader pool of talent, including more women candidates for that role.
Yeah. The thing is, though, shouldn't jobs be filled by people who are most qualified?
Yeah, we look at the skills and qualifications we need for a particular job role. So we did not take any step to force any woman to step into a particular job role. What we do is we really really made a conscious effort so the leaders realize that there are benefits of having a more gender-balanced workforce. There's value in having a more gender-balanced team. So that brings a diversity of thought, diversity of styles to their team, and that benefits the business. If you look at the Quest business performance in the last 2 years, we've met or exceeded our investors' expectations for 2 years in a row. I think that speaks volumes about the benefit of a gender-balanced business.
Susie, your views on the motherhood penalty, did you feel that that might be something you had to deal with? It's where perhaps your career path may be hampered because you've taken time off to have some children.
I have never felt that way, honestly, because I think that you have to make sure you set your priorities right. So as a mother, I know that my priority is always my family, my children. But during my working hours, it is my work that comes first. So even having the opportunity to work from home, my children learn to respect my space. So when I'm on call, they see me with a headphone. They won't come into the room and say, talk to me. And they'll just give me that space to work. And then also, I think having the chance to work at home, it gives me the chance to reduce that mother guilt. So I become a much better employee because I can perform during the time that I need to perform. And when it's time for me to switch off and go to my children, I am ready with them.
And these are one of the advanced HR practices that Quest employs, isn't it, Vivian, that you allow your employees to work from home if necessary?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a HOME program. So it's an acronym. It means Home Office Remote Employee. So that stands for HOME. So basically, we allow people to telecommute on the days that they may have early morning commitment at their kids' school, or they may want to go home and to see their children in the afternoon or pick them up from school. They can come to work early, or they can leave work early as well, if they wish. So really, we look at an outcome or performance-based way of managing our workforce. And we don't really measure people in terms of the number of hours they work, but we look at the outcomes and overall performance and productivity. We also allow people to work as a team to have the staggered hours. So if certain part of the workforce would like to work the morning shift, and some people may prefer to come in a bit late and leave work late, then we allow them to work with each other and collaborate and figure out the best way to manage the hours.
What else is Quest doing to help nurture its employees in general, particularly its female employees, of course?
Right. So last year, we rolled out a policy around maternity leave and paternity leave. Traditionally, the 16-hour maternity leave is only offered to the Singapore citizens.
16-week, I imagine.
16-week, yes, that's right. So we've expanded that and extend the same offer to all women in the workplace, regardless of nationality. So that was very much welcomed by all the female employees in the workplace. I think we're lucky that we have such a respectful and inclusive workplace now at Quest Singapore. I think everybody was really happy about the offer, and even the local Singaporeans in the workplace, and said this is a really great move, that we're moving towards a common goal, that you know it is a truly 100% inclusive workplace. So we don't look at people's race and background or their religious belief. We really look at the skills and the contribution they make to the business.
How then, though, are you going to deal with the operational challenges that may come up?
I think it really
comes out for 16 weeks is a long time.
Right. I think I really have to commend all other leaders, the people leaders and those in the senior leadership role. So when we brought this up, we never faced any objections from our senior leaders. So all the business leaders really embrace this practice, and they said it's the right move. For example, we recently came across an employee who was pregnant at the time when we interviewed her. She disclosed that information early on. And we obviously disclosed this information to the hiring manager. The hiring manager did not hesitate at all. And he said that, you know, this person can bring the right skill to the Quest business. I'd like to hire her. In the meantime, I know I need to start preparing a backup for her while she's out on the 16-week maternity leave.
And something like this gets to you, doesn't it, Susie? You are a business analyst at Quest Technology Systems, thinking about how your colleagues have to cover for you whilst you're away for 16, 20 weeks on maternity leave.
Yep, it does. I think we all respect that this is a very important time for the mother. They need to rest. They need to have time to spend with the kids. And so I think if I have to cover a colleague for 16 weeks because she's out for maternity, I do that without a grudge. Because I think that is how we work as a team together. Because when this is my turn to go for maternity, I think they'll cover you too. Yeah, they do the same.
Quest Technology Systems Singapore is also a tripartite standards adopter. Vivian, why don't you talk us through some of the things that have helped in this regard?
Yeah, so as adopter of the tripartite standard on recruitment practices, we believe in adopting fair and merit-based and inclusive hiring practices. So we make conscious decisions when we look at the talent that we wanted to bring to the business, whether it be female or male. We really focus on their career goals and aligning their career aspiration with the role that we can offer at Quest, but also the skill sets they bring to the business. So I think that's what we do in terms of working with the tripartite alliance for fair and progressive employment practices.
I wonder if you're able to tell us, though, Vivian, if you head back a wee bit to Quest's history, if this had always been the case. Because some businesses have the intent, but as they say, flesh is weak to implement. They're worried about the challenges that will come up if they employ these kinds of practices.
Mm-hmm. Quest has a 30-year history as a business. So when we went through a few changes in the business, we were acquired by a publicly listed company some time ago, and now we're part of a private equity firm. So with all the changes happening in the business, the culture has not changed. So that's something that we're really proud of, being part of Quest as an employee. There's a very strong and supportive and collaborative culture. I think as it evolves, as the external environment changes and evolves, we have preserved that part of the culture. And I think, you know, the way that we look at and treat the women in the workplace really comes from our 30-year history.
So employers, if you want some guidance to implement diversity policies as well and work-life initiatives, you can always refer to TAFEP's website. It's tafep.sg, TAFEP.sg. We've been speaking to Vivian Lee, HR Director at Quest Technology Systems, and Susie Chua as well. She's a business analyst there. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Howie.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.